This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Happy hump day. We've got heroic strangers, Stanley Pups, and great customer service making good news. There was an 87-year-old guy in Montreal out for a walk last Thursday. He had a heart attack. A random stranger saved his life, doing CPR for 20 minutes until paramedics got there. And then this random guy vanished and no one knows his name. He ended up having a second heart attack at the hospital, but his family said he's turned a corner and now he's on the mend. But they're trying to track this stranger down that did CPR for 20 minutes. How about that? Pretty amazing, isn't it?
That's fine. Or maybe it's just a lot to get involved at this point. Probably some paperwork to fill out.
Yeah, yeah. But learn CPR.
Yeah, the lesson is learn CPR. You can be that brave stranger coming out and saving a life. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Down to Philadelphia, where the Flyers there have just added a new member to their squad. It's a puppy named Stanley. Hopeful name, as in Stanley Cup, or a Stanley Cup, I'm not sure. They are taking care of him, training him to be good around people, eventually going to be a service dog for a veteran or first responder. They're working with the group America's Vet Dogs. Sabres have a couple dogs in the mix. I met them a couple weeks ago. So, dog's not new to the Sabres, but new to the Flyers. Just naming the dogs. I'm not going to talk about. No, they're fine. But Stanley is a pretty brave name to name a hockey dog.
Speaking of dogs, in senior dog news, if you haven't seen this, it's pretty heartwarming. Family in Pennsylvania praised the employees at their local Texas Roadhouse for making sure their dog's final meal was a great one. 8-year-old Great Dane had to be put down last month, and so they got her a steak dinner. 8-ounce New York strip steak, fries, and mashed potatoes. They ordered it online and wrote that it was their dog's last meal. So the cook took time to make sure it was the best steak they had ever made, and they also wrote "made with love" on the container, and staff members all signed a note that said, "I'm so sorry." Family recently went in to dinner to thank them in person, but how about that? Going that extra mile.
You're crying. What is
up? I know. It's a sweet story. 9:33 is the time. You're waking up with Kiss 98.5.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.